Next, we have Sturk-Weber syndrome. Sturk-Weber syndrome is actually a neurocutaneous disorder. It is also caused by the same gene mutation as that of the port wine stain, that is GNAC gene mutation, with an equal prevalence in both the males and the female. Additional findings जो स्टर्क वेबर सिंड्रोम में आपको मिलती है वो ये है कि आपको कैपिलरी मेलफॉर्मेशन के अलावा इसके अंदर आपको न्यूरोलॉजिकल इन्वॉल्वमेंट भी मिलती है, मोस्टली इन द टेरिटरी ऑफ द फर्स्ट ब्रांच ऑफ द ट्राइजेमिनल नर्व. उसी डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन में आपको पोर्ट वाइन स्टेन मिलेगा और उसी की डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन में ही आपको न्यूरोपैथी मिलती है. अलॉन्ग विद दिस देयर कैन बी कैपिलरी वीनस मेलफॉर्मेशन either in the cerebral region or in the skin, or leptomeningeal findings bhi because mein milti hai. So the distribution of the first branch of the trigeminal nerve is the forehead and the upper eyelid. So the port wine stain will be present in these areas, that is forehead and upper eyelid, along with ipsilateral leptomeningeal capillary venous anomaly, along with the ocular finding which can be either present or absent. Capillary malformation can be bilateral and more extensive as well, covering the other branches of the trigeminal nerve, that is maxillary and the mandibular division, and sometimes it may extend to involve the trunk and the limbs as well, depending upon the severity of the lesion, the severity of the disease. In 75% of the children, intracranial vascular anomaly may also be present on the ipsilateral side, and when it is present, it will manifest in the form of seizures, usually before 2 years of age. So if there are findings of the port wine stain along with the history of any seizures or any ocular findings, then we will think about the Sturk-Weber syndrome. Port wine stain is simply the cutaneous involvement only without any these neurological complications. So when there is a intracranial involvement, there will be seizures and there will be contralateral neurological deficit and learning difficulties. On the imaging, we can see gyral calcification. What are the ocular complications which can be present? Most commonly glaucoma in 50% of the patients. So for investigations, when we see port wine stain and the patients giving history of any ocular findings like pain or blurring of the vision along with the history of seizures, we will go for MRI brain, ophthalmological evaluation of the fundus, and regular assessment of the intraocular pressure. If there is an abnormal MRI findings, then we will go for further neurological evaluation of the patient. For the management of the port wine stain, simply we will go for the pulse dilation, and the management of the epilepsy and glaucoma require multidisciplinary approach in which we are going to involve the neurologist and the ophthalmologist as well.